Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment four of God Invention Radio. Just like to take a moment and thank our sponsors, Patent Strategies, Inventor's Digest, China to West, Carter, DeLuca, Farrell & Schmidt, Adley Law Group, United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org, Venture Pitch 2012. They have Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank going to be doing Venture Pitch March 15th, and QuickPatents.com and ICKC Invention Contest. Thank you, everybody, for your support. By the way, all the sponsors' banners are on the pages throughout GotInvention.com, so please take a look and see what they're about. AJ, likewise, you with Telebrands. Telebrands' website is Telebrands.com, and you have Inventors Day coming up. Is that at the Houseware Show?
That is. That's on March 11th at the Houseware Show.
Right. That's It's Sunday. Sunday is March 11th. And to email, you can email bigideas@telebrands.com. That's what you mentioned before. You have a Facebook page, facebook.com/telebrandsproducts. And you also have Twitter, which is Telebrands Buzz on Twitter. Okay. We have a caller. Tanya, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Brian. It's Tonya.
Tonya, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
Hi, AJ.
Hi.
I've seen you on interviews, and you always seem like such a nice, down-to-earth person, and this conversation has not disappointed you. Thank you for your honesty and sharing your stories.
Okay. Well, you're welcome.
I'm a registered nurse, too, and I love the green fry pan.
Thank you, Tonya. Tonya, what's your question?
I have a bunch of questions. I'm one of those people that, did put everything out there for a product, and I'm not sure if it's a little too ahead of the market, or it's not a Telebrands, it's a green. Do you have, like, a green sustainable category in your line, or?
It really depends on the product. I don't have anything. A green product, you mean?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to develop a green brand of, like, reusable items, but it's tough because the price point's too high because they have to, you know, be made durable and to last, and so that's really been the struggle. Not the product. The product works, but it's that there's, you know, not much margin of markup for everybody.
Okay. All right. Thank you. AJ, you have a response to that?
I really can't comment on it without knowing what the product is. You know, I really focus on what's good for Telebrands, and I could tell you if I looked at it, if it's good for Telebrands, I might be able to give a little bit of advice about what to do with it, but I'm not sure how good my advice would be. But, you know, if you want to submit it to bigideas@telebrands.com and put a little note on the email saying I spoke to AJ on the radio yesterday, and please, you know, give this to AJ, and I'm sure I'll get it, and I'll respond to you.
Okay, thank you. AJ, what is the formula for the price of products and the success for a product on direct response? I'm interpreting several emails that came in, so maybe you can answer that.
The formula is that you know, the better the deal, the better the response.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sell very impulsive products. When people walk into a mall, they're in a shopping mode, right? So they're thinking about I want to buy something, look for something to buy. When they're sitting at home on the sofa, they're not in a shopping mode. They're in a relaxation mode. So in order to convert them from a relaxation mode to a buying mode is difficult. You've got to come up with a very compelling product, very compelling commercial, and the deal has got to be off the charts. You know, it's got to be, and you see that we do this all the time. It's $20. We'll cut the price in half. But if you call right now, we'll double the order, plus we'll throw in this and that, until people just can't do anything but pick up the phone. So the best price point, the most responsive because it's impulsive buying, is $10 is by far the best price point. Second best price point is $20. And then, of course, we go up from there. You know, we're selling a book in a half-hour infomercial called Who Knew? With 10,000 tips for common cures around the house for $29.99. And that's doing very well at that price point. So there are exceptions.
Yeah, you've been hitting the $9.99 retail price lately.
Yeah, by the way, Brian, I just want to just finish up that, you know, before the break, you know, what should you do to protect your product? Listen,
oh,
by all means, if you have the wherewithal, go ahead and file for a patent, work with a patent attorney. They're going to do the best job You should do that if you can afford it. I sign for the main thing is that you don't spend more than you can afford to lose. That's the point I was trying to make. And if you don't have a lot of money to lose, go ahead and take the inexpensive route. Get the provisional patent application at a minimum. But if you can afford to do more, by all means, go ahead and do it.
Okay. AJ, from your experience, if there's an inventor that's listening, or they listen in the archives of the show, and they don't have a direct response type of product, what kind of suggestion that can you give them to get their product commercialized?
Well, it depends on what they want to do. You know, when I got into business, I decided to go out there and market and sell my own products. And that's a much more difficult, complicated, you know, hard work type of way to go, and also very risky. So that's certainly one way to go. Go out there and try to market yourself. The Internet gives you all kinds of opportunities. But I tell you, it's very, very, very difficult to get your product out there and try to sell it. So, you know, try the Internet, you know, try selling to small mom-and-pop stores maybe initially. You need to develop a track record of sale before the bigger accounts will pay attention. You know, I was lucky with the AmberVision because I had already spent millions of dollars on TV and advertising and had already become a household name before I went to the retailers. And even then, I had a tough time. I told the story. It was a very tough time, but I finally got there. So
it could also be then at that point where it may be challenging and the inventor has an opportunity to license it to a company that's not necessarily direct response.
That's right. So there are companies out there. I don't know how open they are. Some of the bigger the companies are, the less open they are to looking at inventors' ideas.
Okay.
Unless there's some sort of a track record. I'll give you one example. Procter & Gamble bought out a company called Spinbrush. They bought it for $300 million. The reason they bought it is because the inventor developed the product, had it manufactured, was able to sell it into some major retail accounts, and had achieved $50 million in revenue in the first year. And that's what convinced Procter & Gamble to pay that kind of money for it. Typically, the major companies are not interested unless you already have quite a history of success. You have a track record of success before they're interested in taking a license.
Nope. The really inventor the just needs that company. Break.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying the inventor needs that break. You need the break to be able to show that kind of those kind of results.
They've got to prove some sort of track record someplace before anyone's interested, even us. You know, if someone says that, listen, I took this to the flea market and I sold a thousand pieces in one weekend, we're going to pay attention to that. You know, if they say that, you know, I was able to get it onto QVC, and at QVC it achieved this level of success, we're interested in that. You know, we're more interested and we will pay more money if it has a track record than if it has no track record.
Understood.
So that's just a couple of thoughts.
Well, that makes sense. AJ, we have about a minute left. Give us, you're interacting with inventors all the time, whether it's on the road, in your office. Give us some final words of wisdom for the listeners out there and help us keep moving forward.
Okay. Well, you know, if you're going to bring products to us, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You know, you just come up with a good idea. I don't care if it's, you know, it's cliche to be, say, drawn on a napkin, but you can draw it on a piece of paper if you know how to draw. That's fine. And just come in and tell us the idea. And if you can just go ahead and take the time to go to USPTO.gov and get a provisional application for $125. If you can build a prototype, you know, that's okay. Of course, if you have more done, if you have a better, you know, real prototype, if you can afford it, that's fine. Because it actually does, it is helpful for us to make a decision if the product is more towards being a complete, finished, and fully developed product. We're more inclined to license those products, but we do take ideas that are simply a very crude prototype, handmade. I remember one school teacher one time came up with a rotating duster with duct tape on it. We did a license deal on it. So,
all right. AJ, thank you so much for joining us. That was great. Really appreciate your time and giving the listeners what they're looking for. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, AJ Kobani from Telebrands. Have a great night from Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Till next week.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect. Mm-hmm.